Welcome to Your Dental Success Podcast, the show that reveals how to take your dental practice to the next level. Hear from professionals in the industry as they share their stories of success and inspire you. You'll also discover how to attract more patients with effective digital marketing strategies. Here's your host, Mike Peterson.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. I'm your host, Mike Peterson. Today's guest is going to talk about the pros and cons of in-house membership programs. He is Jordan Comstock, the founder of Boom Cloud, a software company that allows dental practice to easily create, organize, and automate an in-house membership program. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike. I'm excited to be here. Love doing podcasts.
And I've heard a couple of your podcasts, and they're very, very good. And I'm excited for you to give a lot of value to our listeners. That's always my goal with this, is 30 to 40 minutes of basically as much value as possible. And I know you're going to do that because I've listened to some of your other podcasts. But before we get into the good stuff, can you give our listeners a little background on yourself and how you got to the point you're at now?
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, my name is Jordan Comstock. I have been in the dental industry for over 10 years. I started out as a dental lab technician for my dad's dental lab, my dad and grandpa. Wow. It was called Salt Lake Dental Lab. They're still running today. I've got a twin brother and he's actually there still, managing the lab. But yeah, I started out as a dental lab technician and that's how I got started in the dental industry. And from there, years ago, I went to college and I studied business, marketing, and UX design are some of the few things I studied. And UX design is basically software design, right? And I'm sure you're aware of it, a bike, but it's basically digital design, right?
Okay. Gotcha.
That's what I studied. And pretty much as I was working at the lab and going to school, I found that practices were starting to create membership programs, and started talking about the process, and realized that nobody had a tool for it. So that's how I got started with what I'm doing today.
That is awesome. And how long has Boom Cloud been going?
So I started about 4 years ago, but we were doing it really part time as I was working the lab, and just kind of doing it here and there. And we really went full blast with this a little over a year ago.
Okay.
And it's just been awesome. It's been so fun.
well, I know it's a good program and the software is very, very impressive. So it'll be fun to talk about the benefits of having a membership program for dentists that are listening out there. So let's start off with just having you just kind of describe what an in-house membership program is.
Yeah. So how I like to explain it is an in-house membership program is just like Amazon Prime, but for your dental practice, right? Your patients, your patients will pay a monthly or yearly membership fee, and they get certain discounts and benefits to the dental practice, and that dental practice only. You eliminate your competitors, right?
good. So it's just for that one proprietary practice. That's good.
Yeah. So that's really the basic description that I like to explain.
Well, you know, one thing on your website is, even in talking with Ben, your partner, one of your buddies over there with what he does, I love the idea that you can kind of show like dollars, almost like right away, right? Like revenues and what it's brought to practice with your program.
Exactly. Yeah. So, a picture on our website shows a piece of the dashboard of our software. And yeah, you'll in real time, you'll be able to see the revenue and the dollars that the program will be generating for the practice.
Which, you know, whenever you can show that to a dentist, I mean, that's music to their ears right there. I mean, it's, it's so tangible. But so talk about the benefits of a dentist having an in-house membership program. What are the benefits?
Oh, there's a variety of benefits of implementing this type of program in a practice. The first one I'd say control of your fees, because as we all know, dental insurance companies tend to force or dictate fees to dental practices. But by implementing an in-house membership program, it's really going to allow the practice to create their own plans, right? And allow them to be in control of their fees, what they're charging the patients. That's probably the first benefit. The second is really being in control of the quality of dentistry as well. So a lot of PPO providers really make it difficult for dental practices to really focus on giving quality dental care to their patients. And by having their own in-house membership program, they have no third party that they have to go and follow their terms and their regulations, or if you will, you know. So that's the second benefit. And generating recurring revenue for a dental practice, that's one of my favorite benefits.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, on a financial aspect or a business aspect, generating recurring revenue, you know, increases the value of any business.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been a part – I mean, I've been in dentistry for over 10 years. And we all know in dentistry that there's those slow months that are hard to get through. They're very challenging to get through on a financial level, right? You know, I remember being at the lab and always asking during those certain months, why is it so slow? Why are these practices not doing anything, right? And the practice is the same thing. We'd be talking to them and they're like, yeah, it's just slow. It's just our, you know, slow period. Sometimes we go through these, but having recurring revenue will essentially stabilize, you know, the practice and allow it to have a predictable revenue stream, you know, and which in turn, you know, increases the value of the practice.
Tell me this, being a marketing junkie that I am of over 25 years, I'm an old guy, so over 25, 30 years of marketing inside of this brain of mine. So what's some of the pushback you get? Like, you know, when you're talking to dentists and you've got all ranges, you've got, you know, the older dentist that's been in practice 30 years, you've got the young dentist that maybe just took over a practice. What are kind of some of the pushbacks you're hearing when you're out there, when you're talking to dentists about a membership program?
Like for them to implement it into their practice?
Yeah, just like, you know, I'm kind of curious from a marketing standpoint, just, you know, what are you hearing out there in the marketplace, you know, with a dentist that has a practice, private practice, that doesn't have anything like this? What are kind of some of the concerns or pushbacks you get?
The biggest thing I hear is man, most practices that I speak with, they've been thinking about doing some sort of plan like this for years, but they just haven't had anything to help them or to guide them with it. And basically, the biggest pushback I see is I just don't know where to start. I don't know, you know, I got to think about plans now. But you know, there's so many resources out there where you know you can figure out how to structure your own plan for your practice. That's probably the biggest thing I hear is. And the biggest concern when talking to practices, they're like, well, okay, so I got to think of all the discounts and benefits I give the patients. You know, that's the most common I see out there.
And when they say that, does your program cover all that? I mean, does it make it easy for the dentist to implement?
Yeah, so we've got templates that the practice can use to easily implement this program in their practice. For example, we had a practice the other day that signed up, and the next day they had members already in the program.
The next day.
Yeah, the next day. Yeah. That was probably the fastest one that I've seen so far. They were pretty excited about it. So, yes, it does help out with the plans and all those templates.
Okay. So Jordan, because I'm a marketing guy, I'm going to throw a little tip out there for dentists that are listening to this. If you do any kind of plan like this as a marketing guy, send an email out to your patient database announcing the new program.
Mm-hmm.
There's instantaneous new members like within a day, within that day probably, if you craft a good enough email that shows the benefits in that email. Don't just make the announcement. So again, I'm going to get my little marketing my little marketing tip in here, but don't just announce it. Talk about the benefits to the patient. So when you write that email and you send that email out, you know, especially if you go with a program like Jordan's, make sure you list some of the benefits, just like in a bullet point format in the email. But if you list those benefits, then it's going to make that a lot more enticing for them to pick up the phone or come into the practice and sign up right away. So that's one thing. Yeah. So just to leverage anything like this, you know, and even if it's not this membership plan, but something else, email marketing is a huge, huge advantage for any dental practice that has kept a database throughout the years, because one email can create a massive amount of revenue, whether it's a membership program, maybe you've got a special offer on dental implants or whatever it may be. And I'm constantly talking to our clients all the time about, you know, when was the last time you sent out an email? What kind of email was it? You know, was it an email that had value, or were you just pitching something? So for you listeners out there, email marketing, don't forget that. But hey, I digress. So now let's get back.
I have to agree with you. You know, I'm a marketing guy too. That's one of my main roles here at BoomCloud, and email marketing is just a fantastic tool these days. Yeah, I use it all the time, and it's one tool that I encourage all of the, when we get customers, I say, hey, use your database already that you have built
Absolutely.
Up with emails. It's just, yeah, I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to ask a question. It sounds kind of weird, but I got to ask it. So is selling a membership program legal? You laugh, but I got to ask.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I actually get it all the time, and it is legal. A lot of people, there are some states that have certain regulations, though, with this type of program. And most regulations are, hey, you got to have an agreement with the patient. Make sure that they sign it. They understand it. And a lot of the times with the regulations out there, they'll have, they don't want you to use the word insurance when you're selling these types of programs. Those are the only regulations, but yes, it is legal. It's, you can easily implement this type of program in any practice. But yeah, the biggest things are just have an agreement, with your patient, which is great business sense anyways. I don't know why you would never do that.
Right.
And then just having, just being clear with, the patient saying, hey, this is not dental insurance because it's not a risk bearing model. You know, it's essentially a discount plan, or, you know, like I said, Amazon Prime, they give you discounts and benefits. That's all it is. But yes, it is legal, and, any practice can start, an in-house membership program.
Oh, that's good, because, you know, there might be some of the older docs out there that just might be a little skeptical, right, of this, you know, kind of approach. But I mean, me personally, you know, I've heard of it before, and actually our dentist here in Scottsdale has a membership plan too, but I don't know if it's, now you're cloud-based, obviously, right?
Yeah, so our software is cloud-based, so they can access it anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think, that's really cool, because I don't think we have that with ours. I think we pay an annual, let me think about this. We pay an annual fee for the family, I think. We pay an annual fee for the family. And then when we get presented, you know, procedures or cases to us, you know, oh, you got a dental implant, and because you've got the membership plan, it's this instead of, you know, it would have been this. I think that's all we get. And we get it really there just in the office when we're getting presented the treatment plan, as opposed to yours, where, so you were saying you can log in and kind of just, you can constantly check and look at the plan via the cloud.
So the office is able to, or the patient can log into a patient portal and see their benefits and all, a few details there. But yeah, everything's on the cloud.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, so next question I have, we've covered a little bit, but I want you to give our listeners some other ideas. So we talked about to market a membership plan like this. We talked about email marketing. What are some other ways that, you know, if a dentist considered a plan like this, or considered yours even, what are other ways they could market this?
Yeah, today there are so many marketing channels that a practice can take advantage of. Obviously, the first one I always talk about is the online. There's so many online strategies, and I'm sure you're obviously aware of this, Mike.
Yeah.
There's so many online strategies you can do, from social media, you know, Facebook ads, PPC ads, which are the Google search ads. Obviously, you can work on SEO strategy for this type of program as well. From there, you can do direct mail marketing strategies, which I know works. It still works, you know, even with all the internet age. It's still a great strategy, and I've heard lots of practices report to me that their direct mail marketing strategy works. I've seen practices do billboards, and they claim that those work. They're really expensive, in my opinion, but obviously, I'm more biased towards the digital end of things, because it's a lot more efficient, in my opinion.
Intrackable.
Intrackable. Yep, that's very trackable compared to direct mail. And then really what I say to – like if a practice is wanting to get started marketing this in their practice management software like Dentrix or any others, they can actually look into a report and see all the patients that they have that don't have dental insurance. And they
market to them,
and they market them internally, yeah. and get the ball rolling with this type of program, and then focus on doing external marketing like the direct mail, SEO, or any other online advertising. Another doctor I know that had great success with this type of program is he would go out and he would target people that were getting ready to retire, like the 55 and up communities. Mm. And basically what he did is he sent direct mail campaigns to those communities, and then he got on with like the HOA or something there and at their community clubhouse, and basically would go and speak and educate them on dentistry, and then would say, hey, to sign up for our practice, you don't have to have dental insurance. And in most cases, people that are retired, they lose their dental benefits. So that's an ideal market there to really target with this type of program. But he would then educate them and then tell them about his in-house membership program. And then sure enough, they started signing up and generated a lot of new patients for that doctor. That's, you know, that's a little different way with marketing, but
very creative.
It's a creative way. Yeah, it's definitely, and that's all marketing is, right? You just got to be creative and stick out, you know, from your competition.
Well, and you just mentioned a lot of options there, and I'll just add to that when you said SEO, which for our listeners, search engine optimization, a great way to do that would be to create new content pieces on your website and direct people that land on your website, your dental website, to that page. And then also, if you optimize that page with good, uniquely written content that's optimized for Google, you can actually rank for that in Google for your area. And I mean, that's a beautiful thing, because that's free traffic to your membership. Is if you write, you know, uniquely written content on your website and do some good internal linking on your website, you can get ranked for those, for a lot of terms that link back to that page. So that's another way to get, you know, some more traffic and new patients, because, you know, if you get somebody that's, you know, searching for a dentist, but doesn't have one yet and sees your membership plan, then you just got a 2-in-1. You got a new patient plus possibly a new member in the plan. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and about content marketing, I love content marketing. That's one of our strategies, and that alone drives thousands of people to our website each month. That and email are the two big things.
Yep, that's right. Okay, so now another question here. The importance of having a process or a system with an in-house membership program. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh yeah. So basically, I'm big. I'm a business guy. I love processes and systems in any business, right? It just makes it more efficient. But what I mean by that is a lot of practices will go out and they'll try to create these programs manually. They'll run the. In fact, my friend owns a dental practice in another state, and their office manager, they run this program manually, meaning they are tracking everything on paper. They're tracking everything like in a binder. Yeah, it's crazy.
1980s.
Yeah, 1980s. It's weird. And they're tracking everything in a binder, and they also they manually run those credit cards each month. And they store that data in on the paper, which is not PCI compliant in a lot of. So what I mean by that is they're just tracking it manually. And if you think about any business, but let's obviously we're going to talk about the dental business because that's what we're all in. If you think about just running the clinical side of any of your practice, you've got so many systems and processes. A great example I like to use is the milling machines that practices use, like the like CERAC and all that. That is a system or a process to create a crown, a very efficient way to create a crown, you know, in-house. And the same goes for any other process, whether it's for marketing or an in-house membership program. You have to have a system that can organize and automate these payments, because it's not fun. It creates a big hassle or an administrative burden on the practice if they're having to manually track everything with this type of program, from like payments to benefit tracking. You know, and that's what I talk about. You got to have a system in place or else it's just going to crumble. It's not going to be efficient for your practice.
Well, as much as I work directly with office managers with all of our clients, they don't want more on their to-do list, right?
Oh, yeah.
They, if anything, their dream is, I know a lot of times when I'll get on the phone with one of my office managers and they'll ask a question. I'll say, no, we'll take care of that for you. And they go, what? And I go, yeah, we'll do that for you. And they're just thrilled, right? Because it's one less thing they have to worry about. So
exactly.
And it sounds like your membership does that as well. I mean, because nobody, you know, there's lots of software programs for dental out there. And I've heard some horror stories with our clients where, you know, they've taken months to try to implement some big, big, huge system, not a membership plan, but some big system. The office manager is frustrated. The dentist is frustrated. The assistants, or everybody in the office is frustrated. And months go by where they haven't not been able to fully implement this very expensive software that they purchased. And, you know, I'm sure that that's a little bit of a scare tactic issue for a lot of dentists, is if they hear something like what you do, they're going to want to know, hey, how easy is this to implement? How long will it take to implement? And how quickly will we see some revenue coming in?
Yeah.
And if you can answer all those questions, which I know you can, if you can answer all those questions, then it's basically a slam dunk. I mean, that recurring revenue for a dentist, you know, like you said, I mean, just imagine how often do your patients come in to see you? If you've done a good job with a patient and they've got a healthy mouth, they don't come in very often,
yeah.
Right? You've done your job. They've got a beautiful smile. They're happy. There's no issues. They're not going to come in for a while other than, you know, their 6-month cleaning. So this recurring revenue for a lot of listeners out there, pay attention from a marketing standpoint. And as a business owner, that's a beautiful thing to have that recurring revenue. And if both sides, you know, win from this, then, you know, I mean, it's something to strongly consider for sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So tell me this, what should a dentist avoid if they're considering starting an in-house membership plan? I mean, what are some of the things that they should be aware of right away?
Yeah. So, you know, I talk with practices across the nation and in other countries as well with these programs. And some of the things that I see that I think they need to avoid is I kind of mentioned some of these earlier, but having a contract, that's extremely important. A lot of practices, when they get going, they're like, oh, they'll kind of bypass that and not worry about creating a contract. But it's very important to have a agreement. You don't want to avoid not doing that, right? Another thing is a lot of practices they don't understand the benefit of like auto renewals. Mm-hmm. And if you think of like Amazon Prime, because Amazon Prime is basically the model that you're basing this off of, right?
Yep.
You think of Amazon Prime, I'm a subscriber to Amazon Prime. They charge me every year. Yep. and I get the benefits, right? But it's automated and it has an auto renewal, right? So they send me an email and say, hey, your Amazon Prime membership is renewing this next month. It'll auto renew, right?
Yep.
So a lot of practices, what they do is they don't focus on the future. They don't think about the future of retaining these patients, right? Because this is a strategy not only to attract new patients or patients without insurance, but it's a strategy to retain them for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And what practices get in the habit of doing is maybe doing charging one time a year and then not doing an auto renewal, which basically, you know, Amazon doesn't call you, Mike, up and say, hey, we're just wondering, do you want to renew with your membership with us, right? They don't do that because they have a system that automates all that. So that's the biggest thing that I think is very important for retention, is having that auto renew program for these patients, you know. And you can really grow a healthy program by automating the renewals. And obviously the monthly fees, but that's a big problem I think that you should consider. And obviously, you know, our software can help with that. And that's really what you put in agreement. You put it in the agreement with the patient that it's going to auto renew.
There's no surprises.
Yeah, yeah. And then you educate them, of course, right? It's important to educate the patient on that.
Sure.
And then another thing to avoid is a lot of practices will keep financial data, like I said, on paper. Or I met a practice that was using Google Docs to store financial data in.
Oh boy!
And yeah, and in that case, you're not going you're breaking the regulations with PCI compliance with financial information, and you can't even store it on a piece of paper in your office in a filing cabinet, right? It's with the credit card companies, it's not a very smart thing to do because it's easily accessible to anybody to take or steal. And then Google Docs, mine got hacked months ago. If I had financial debt on that, I'd be in trouble, right? Yep. So that's another thing to avoid, is just making sure that you know everything is secure, especially when you're dealing with financial data. Those are some of the things that I see that I can think of right now. Yeah, those top three things there.
Well, and what I think is great about your software, and a lot of companies are doing this now, obviously, which is moving to the cloud. You know, I mean, I think that's a great model. And I think that's one that for the older docs, you might have to explain a little bit to them, right? I'm sure you do. Because they might be like, I don't want this stuff in the cloud. No, people are going to go up there and hack it and blah, blah, blah. And and you've got to go through and explain all that. But once you do, the convenience of it is so much better. I mean, that's a huge plus about being in the cloud, I think, is just the convenience alone.
Yeah, I agree. I love cloud-based software. Yep. You know, all the software I use for my own business is like 80-90% cloud-based.
Yeah, most of ours is too.
Yeah. So yeah, cloud-based. It's a good thing because you can access it anywhere at any time. You know, so it makes it very easy to access.
Yeah, total control. Hey, Jordan, thank you so much for letting our listeners know about this program. I think it's an awesome program. Like it's phenomenal, and I'm gonna let all my clients know about it for sure. But if any of our listeners want to know more about it, give us some contact information and kind of just walk us through the, like, if somebody's interested, what do you do? Like, you know, they contact you. So give us your website address first.
Yeah. So the website address is boomcloudapps.com, and that's spelled boomcloudapps.com.
Okay.
There's another company out there called Boom Cloud as well. I don't know what they do, but they've been in beta for years. It seems like I've tried buying the domain name boomcloud.com, but they won't let me. So, boomcloudapps.com.
Okay, don't forget the word apps on the end then.
Yeah. Apps on the end. APPS.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then if they want to, you know, anyone can email me. It's just Jordan@boomcloudapps.com. My name is spelled kind of weird. It's J-O-R-D-O-N. But if you have the habit of putting A-N, I have that as well. So it will come to me.
Oh,
still.
Smart. There you go. I've sent you a couple emails, and I'm really weird about spelling because, you know, I hate to say this. I'm a 53-year-old guy. I shouldn't say this live. But and for 53 years, people have spelled my last name wrong. Nonstop. So I'm real weird about trying to make sure I spell names right. And every time if I send you an email, I want to make sure, because number one, I want you to be pleasantly surprised. And now I'm sure you're not anymore. But you know that O-N on the end, yeah, J-O-R-D-O-N, not A-N.
Yes.
which is an interesting way to spell it, but it makes you unique, right?
I guess it kind of creates a nightmare for me. Everybody spells my name wrong. I got a bank card for my business the other day, and they spelled it wrong, and they had to redo it, and it's kind of annoying.
Well, you know what's funny? For all of you young dentists out there that haven't had children, we're going to go off topic for just a split second here. If you haven't had children and you're considering having children, please go beyond your own sort of, hey, let's do a fun, unique thing. Go beyond that and think of this poor child the rest of their life. Number one, is it an odd spelling? Number two, is it an odd pronunciation? Please, I know it's neat. I know you think it's neat and hip and trendy to, my name is Michael. My full real name is Michael. And, M-I-C-H-E-L maybe, or M-I-K-E-L. No, just, you know, you young dentists out there, please listen to this.
Yes, it causes a lifetime of pain.
listen to Jordan and listen to me. I mean, please, I know for the moment it sounds cool, but think of your poor child the rest of their life having to correct the spelling or pronunciation. So, but hey, Jordan, thank you so much for being on. I look forward to having you on again. You've got lots of valuable information that I think we can still continue to share with our listeners. But I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Yeah, Mike, it's been awesome. I love doing these shows, and thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Yep.
If you are looking for more information on how to attract more patients to your practice, go to thedentalboost.com today. Get your free report and schedule a personal strategy session with marketing expert and founder Mike Peterson. If you enjoyed the podcast, head over to iTunes and leave a review. While you're there, subscribe.